wash the dishes away. I have told you a story and tucked you in tight at the end of your knockabout day. As the moon sets its sails to carry you to sleep.
This is KXEI FM in Tucson.
I will sing you a song no one sang to me. May it keep you good company. You can be anybody you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads. And know I will love you still. You can live by yourself. You can gather friends around. You can choose one special one. Of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're done.
There are girls who grow up strong and bold. There are boys quiet and kind. Some race on ahead, some follow behind. Some go
good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Living Loom Show. I'm Bob Diaz, and I'm here with Jamie Anderson, and we're sitting in for Ted Warmbrand today. You are tuned to KXEI FM in Tucson. Today we have a special show for you. It's a somewhat of a gay pride show, and we're celebrating Father's Day, and we dedicate the show to all our lesbian and gay parents. And I'd like to introduce you now to Jamie Anderson.
Good evening.
Hi, Jamie. How are you doing today?
Okay.
That's good. Well, we're going to work this show by playing quarter hours each. We're going to share the show. So this is my quarter hour, and I'm going to continue now with a song by John Lennon.
How can I go forward when I don't know which way I'm facing? Way to turn. How can
Touching my friends, yes it imagine, my friend.
Was Joe Jackson there with a tune off his album called Steppin' Out, and that was entitled Real Men. Before that, you listened to a tune by a man named Jeff Morgan, and it was entitled Homophobia. Before that, John Lennon with a tune entitled How, and Fred Small opened up this set with a tune entitled Everything Possible. You're tuned to KXEI FM in Tucson, and this is the Living Loom Show. I'm Bob, and I'm here with Jamie, and we're taking over for Ted this week. He'll be back next week. I'd like to remind you that this programming is being brought to you by Toy Trader Stork's Nest, your family recycling center. They have a large supply of summer clothes, books, and games, plus a new assortment of water and sand toys. They have two stores at 3235 North First Avenue and at 4500 East Speedway. Toy Traders, your family recycling center. And now I'm going to give the mic to Jamie here. She's going to introduce her first song.
Well, good evening. This is really exciting because this is the kind of music that you don't normally hear on the air. It's kind of hard to narrow it down. There's lots of great lesbian music out there. I finally settled on a few tunes. The first one of this set will be Imagine My Surprise, and it's by Holly Near.
Imagine my surprise. I love that I found you, but I ache all over wanting to know your every dream. Imagine my surprise to find that I love you, feeling warm all over knowing that you've been alive. Pirates off an eastern coast, women you live in day. Makes the wind blow
vamp. Talk to the gals like any old man. They say I do it, but ain't nobody caught me. Sure got to prove it on me. They say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. Sure got to prove it on me, yeah. You know, some people got a lot of nerve. Sometimes I don't believe the things I see and hear. Have you met the woman who's shocked by two women kissing and in the same breath tells you that she's pregnant? But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or this straight couple sits next to you in a movie and you can't hear the dialogue because of the sound effects. But gays shouldn't be blatant. And the woman in your office spends your whole lunch hour talking about her new bikini drawers and how much her husband likes them. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or the hip chick in your class rattling a mile a minute while you're trying to get stoned in a john about the camping trip she took with her musician boyfriend. But gays shouldn't be blatant. You go in a public bathroom and all over the walls, there's John loves Mary, Janice digs Richard, Pepe loves Dolores, etc. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or you go to an amusement park, and there's a tunnel of love, and pictures of straights painted on the front, and grinning couples coming in and out. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Fact is, blatant heterosexuals are all over the place. Supermarkets, movies, at work, in church, in books, on television, every day and night, every place, even in gay bars. And they want gay men and women to go hide in the closets. So to you straight folks, I say, sure, I'll go, if you go too, but I'm polite, so after you. Thank you.
If it wasn't for the women, women, we would not be living, living. We would not be joyful, singing, loving and beloved again. If it wasn't for the women, women, we would not be living, living. We would not be joyful, singing, loving and beloved. Keep going. If it wasn't for the women, what would we do? We wouldn't have health or strength or beauty. We wouldn't have a home. We wouldn't have food. If it wasn't for the work of the women, if it wasn't for the women, women, we would not be living, living. We would not be joyful, singing, loving and beloved. Women, if it wasn't for the women, what would we do? We wouldn't have art or crafts or music. We wouldn't have love. We wouldn't have truth if it wasn't for the work.
Down the stairs, we're slipping up behind you. games. You can't escape, you're in our hands.
Here come the lesbians.
Inside your heart is racing when you see our shadows chasing.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
The thieving lesbians.
Dojo, 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 dojo. Dojo, 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 dojo.
Leaping Lesbians by Sue Fink. That came out in 77 on an album called Lesbian Concentrate, which was in reaction to Anita Bryant's wonderful Save the Children campaign. Before that, we heard If It Wasn't for the Women by Alex Dobkin. That was recorded in Festival Matt Parker, and that also is from the Lesbian Concentrate album. Before that, Prove It On Me Blues by Heather Bishop. That's an old song written by Ma Rainey. She performed that in the 20s, and I think that was quite brave of her. And, of course, we started off the set with Imagine My Surprise by Holly Near. We are now in the next phase of construction at KXCI's new studios. Would you like to help build Community Radio's new home? Please call 623-1000 to find out how. That number again is 623-1000.
The Queen That Came Out of the Closet. A fairy tale. Once upon a time, not so very long ago, there was a powerful kingdom known as the Land of Normal. The people who lived there were called normal people. They were ruled by a king who was very rigid and very strong and very straight. His name was King Constant. On official days, King Constant would appear on the balcony of his palace. The trumpets would blare and the drums would roll, and the heralds of the king would call the people together.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, the words of Constant, your king.
And the king would proclaim,
whoever does not obey the rules of the Land of Normal shall be banished, and shall not be allowed to return until such time as they can prove they are once again one of us, the normal people.
Strangely enough, the king had a son whose name was Little Prince Different. Little Prince Different was not like the other little boys in the land. While they were learning to fight with swords and bows and arrows, Little Prince Different was happy sitting alone in his room, playing with his harp, or walking through the gardens, looking at the statues of Greek gods.
Hi, Apollo. Hi, Mercury. Hi, Zeus.
Now everyone in the palace, except the king, knew the little prince was different. In the kitchens, the cooks would chatter.
The king wants fruit cake for supper tonight. Let's just serve him his son on a silver platter.
And in the royal chambers, the chambermaids would twitter.
Alas and alack, more work for us. The king's announced we're to have a great ball tonight where Prince Different will choose his bride. And we're to prepare the bridal chamber, huh? Why, Prince Different shall never use it.
Poor Prince Different. He was so sad he did not know what to do. He thought to himself,
I shall not go to that ball. I do not want a lovely princess, but my father will never understand. I must run away and hide.
And with that, Prince Different ran from his room, down the great marble hall, through the royal dining room, up the regal winding staircase, into the royal chamber, and straight through to the closet of majestic linens. He slammed the closet door behind him and hid in the darkest corner.
My father will never find me here, and I shall never, never, never come out,
said the prince. But then, who should appear wearing a radiant gown and a crown of stars and slippers that twinkled and sparkled in the darkness of the closet, but the good fairy. The good fairy said,
Who are you hiding from, Prince Different?
I'm hiding from my father.
No, my little prince. Do you not see you are hiding from yourself?
Please, good fairy, wave your magic wand and make everything as I would like it to be.
I cannot wave my magic wand and change your life. Such things only happen in the old fairy tales. There is a new kind of fairy tale being written, Prince Different, where you possess the magic. It lies within you. They call the magic pride. All you have to do is open the closet door. Ciao.
And the good fairy disappeared. Prince Different opened the door ever so slowly. Timidly, he stepped out, and as he did, he saw himself in the mirror, and he liked what he saw. A wonderful thing had happened.
Oh, I'm standing taller than I've ever stood. My eyes, they look brighter than they ever looked. Even the air smells so much fresher. And the birds, well, their songs are so happy and gay. Oh, the whole world feels truly different.
The prince boldly now ran through the royal chamber, down the regal winding staircase, through the royal dining room, down the great marble hall, and straight into the great ballroom. The music stopped. The prince walked proudly to the throne and announced to his father, King Constant,
Father, I mean to show you no disrespect, but I cannot be what you want me to be. I am and shall always be Prince Different.
A murmur swept through the crowd. Would the prince feel the sting of the king's wrath? But the king put his hand on the shoulder of Prince Different and said,
I am truly proud of you, my son. You have shown great courage tonight. You are worthy to wear the crown. Now I know when I am gone, my people shall be ruled by a brave and benevolent king or queen.
And the trumpets blared, and the glasses were raised, and the people declared,
God save the queens! God save the queens! God save the queens!
When with the ignorance to tell you the whole thing. No, that ain't all. We lost in Eugene when we had learned to be friends. A loss for one of the minority is a loss for everyone. Take Bucky,
gay rights.
Come on, these battles must be won. We got to win together.
But things will be better
when
we'll be ignorant sad.
When will humankind learn to be friends? Tell me when.
When will be
to the World Health Organization. It's a medical song, and it concerns a disease whose classification, according to the International Classification of Diseases, is 302.0.
Only
hospitalized for a week, and he still bears the scars.
Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way.
And sit back and watch as they close down our clubs, arrest us for meeting and raid all our pubs. Make sure your boyfriend's at least 21, so only your friends and your brothers get done. Lie to your workmates, lie to your folks. Put down the Queen's, tell anti-queer jokes. Gay lives ridiculous, join their laughter. The buggers are legal now, what more are they after? Tell them.
To be gay, sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy.
That was a man named Tom Robinson, and that's the international gay rights anthem called Glad to Be Gay. Before that, you listened to a tune by a man named Blackberry, and it was entitled When Will the Ignorance End? And before that, you listened to a comedy cut by a man named Sandy Barron, and it was entitled God Save the Queens. I'm Bob Diaz, and I'm here with Jamie Anderson today. We're covering for Ted Warmbrand this week. He'll be back next week. I'd like to remind you that this programming is being brought to you by Torch Raiders Storch Nest, your family recycling center. They have a large supply of summer clothes, books, and games, plus a new shipment of water and sand toys. They have two stores at 3235 North 1st Avenue and at 4500 East Speedway. Toy Traders, your family recycling center. Hello again, Jamie. How you doing there?
I'm doing just great. I'm having a great time.
That's good.
Well, we've got some more women's music coming up for you. The first one is by a group called the Choral Majority. I love that name. They've taken some traditional church hymns and changed those terrible, oppressive lyrics. The first song of this set is called Immoral Despicable.
Immoral, despicable, outrageous lies. Religion has fostered and everyone buys. The church says we're sinful and wrong in our ways. Well, we say that's bullshit. We're proud to be gay. We're sinful, we're wicked, we're vile as can be. To love in a manner not seen on TV. How dare we discover when we were not told of love's many flavors, we perverts are bold.
My father was a soldier, my mother was his wife. She left her life on the stage to do what she thought right. And when she was a baby, they took her and they said, to be a woman, you must love a man. And so they raised a family, three young boys and finally a daughter and a sister for them all. And when I was a baby, they took me by the hand, and I learned to be a woman, I must love a man. And I